It's the Daily News Flash from Wine Country with Barry Martin, briefing you on today's top stories.
And I think I've got 9 items for you today. Let's dive right in. News Splash for today, story number 1, April 1st, 2021. California's wet season hasn't been much of that this year. No March miracle for us, and it looks like drought is escalating over the coming months. The snow survey is out today. The latest is going to be revealing about a 60% of average accumulation in the Sierra and Southern Cascades. California, of course, relies on the snowpack to fill up the rivers and streams and keep things from drying out too catastrophically. It's about a third of the state's water supply as well from the snowpack. Survey results will be out today. Again, around 60% is the expectation. And that's a second straight year of significantly dry conditions, reinforcing concerns about a difficult fire season ahead and bolstering expanding calls for water conservation. That reporting from the San Francisco Chronicle today. Oh boy, oh yay. That's item 1. Number 2, opposition to getting the coronavirus vaccine is very slim in the Bay Area, but the area that has the most resistance is the North Bay, more than any other part of the 9-county Bay Area. This out from a new survey by the Bay Area Council. About 23% of respondents in Sonoma, Marin, Napa, and Solano describe themselves as vaccine hesitant, meaning not yet vaccinated, and probably or definitely not planning to get the shots. This was a survey of about 1,000 registered voters in 9 Bay Area counties, and they found a noticeable cultural and geographic difference in these rates of hesitancy. As reported by the Santa Rosa Press-Democrat, 31% of Republicans say they're hesitant to get vaccinated compared to just 7% of Democrats. Only 4% of Asian Americans show reluctance, but 18% of the Latino population does. 7% of those with graduate degrees are reluctant to get the vaccine, while 22% of people with a less than 4-year degree are disinclined to get the shot. That's story number 2 on today's Splash, and actually here's 2A, also on vaccine news. Pfizer is reporting that their vaccine remains highly effective after 6 months. As according to new long-term results, the company said they may be asking for expansion of their regulatory status after this finding. You know, they're currently operating under that emergency use authorization, and you don't continue in that status forever, so they're going to be looking to upgrade to a more permanent regulation approval from the FDA. They showed 91.3% effectiveness in a final stage trial with more than 46,000 people. That effectiveness means prevention of symptomatic cases starting 1 week after the second dose and continuing through as much as 6 months. In the United States alone, the efficacy rate was shown to be 92.6%. This news is out today from Pfizer and their partner BioNTech. 6 months at least protection, says Pfizer with their vaccine. That's top story number 2. Here's number 3 for this morning. Sire Quarry should be able to expand, so says a state appeals court. This has been a long battle. Back in 2008, Sire Industries, a Napa mainstay, asked for quarry expansion, made plans to do so. The county of Napa approved a modified version of that project in 2016, and then along came a group called Stop Sire Expansion. They sued to block the changes there at the quarry, but on March 25th, the state's First District Court of Appeals has now upheld Napa County Superior Court decision in favor of the county, which did allow that expansion. Have we heard the last of this story? Too soon to tell. We'll let you know in a future edition of The Splash. All right. Top story number 4 today. 4 people dead in the latest mass shooting. This time it includes a child, and nobody yet knows why. A gunman opened fire in an office building in the city of Orange, California, yesterday. The fifth victim in critical condition. No real details still, even though it's been 12 or 14 hours. No word on what might have prompted this shooting. They do have a male suspect in custody who was also taken to the hospital with a gunshot wound. This is the third mass shooting in the United States in the last 2 weeks, and there have been a few other smaller scale incidents involving individuals. It just seems like suddenly people are, I don't know, is it pandemic related? Have people lost it at this point of the story? Is it the fact that we're reconvening in different places now? People coming back to workplaces, possibly socializing. There was one shooting incident that I just referenced. Can't even honestly, there are a couple reported out of Florida, but some of this spring break activity, restaurants and bars reopening in some places, so maybe people are encountering each other for the first time in a year or so, and that's leading to some difficulties. No, don't know if anybody has an answer to why there's suddenly a rash of mass shootings. But again, this is the U.S. of A. That's just something we do. That's top story number four for today. In Europe, efforts to curb the pandemic into another difficult chapter, according to the New York Times. President Emmanuel Macron of France announcing a new set of restrictive measures, desperately trying to halt another wave of infections in that nation. It's the third national lockdown in France, and Macron had tried everything to avoid it. It sort of caved into pressure, I think, from the medical community after pushing back against another shutdown for a long time and started to hear about the hospital beds filling up again. Lots of trouble in Paris, particularly. Schools and non-essential businesses closing down across the nation. Travel between regions of France banned. Outdoor activities limited to 6 miles of your home. This is a different kind of approach, isn't it? Trying to create isolation by not letting people travel from region to region. University students still being allowed to attend classes, though, one day a week. Hospitals crowded with patients in France, and the virus is now reaching into classrooms as well. Sad top story number five, fourth wave, fifth wave. Item number six, experts who treat eating disorders say there's an overwhelming spike in the need for their services. Anorexia, bulimia, binge eating all are on the rise, apparently. Waiting lists at many practices and treatment centers across the United States for eating disorder help. A 41% increase in messages to the telephone and online help services of the National Eating Disorders Association. That was January of this year compared to 1 year ago. There's also a study of about 1,000 American and Dutch people with eating disorders. This was published last July, and they found more than a third of the subjects said that they were restricting their diet and increasing compensatory behavior like purging and exercise. Among Americans in the study, 23% said they also regularly binge eat stockpiled food. Major increase in eating disorder concerns, obviously due to the pandemic. Can't get away from it no matter which way you turn. Top story number six right there. Here is number seven. Some good news on the economic front. First-time claims for unemployment benefits were up a little bit compared to the previous week. That doesn't sound like good news. 720,000 versus 675. But continuing claims declined, and the total of people receiving benefits was also down across all government programs. So the week maybe a blip, but the overall trends on continuing claims and total benefits, both on the good side of the ledger. And that's top story number 7 for this morning. And we've got some positive news here in items number 8 and 9 today. Some looking forward. We had the disappointing, depressing story out of Paris. But now we'll raise our spirits with item number 8. Six Flags Discovery Kingdoms reopening today. State and county reopening guidelines in place, of course, for the theme parks. And they'll be operating at reduced attendance using a reservation system, but the Six Flags Discovery Kingdom rides and everything have been closed for a full year. Starting today, the park reopens its collection of rides. In the meantime, the last year, they've been doing animal-focused Marine World experience that's been going on since about July. But we all know that's all well and good, but you want to get on the big roller coaster, don't you? So that's starting today. And you can check out, of course, their website, find all the reservation information and the hours, etc. That's top story 8. Here's number 9. Also, optimistically looking to the start of the Major League Baseball season. You know, baseball has declined in popularity compared to other sports over the years. But still, opening day of baseball season in America is almost a holiday for many people. Today it's happening, and the slate includes every team in action. The first game starts here in just a little bit. In fact, 10 a.m. Eastern time, the Toronto Blue Jays taking on the New York Yankees. So that's the first pitch of the first game of the first day of the new season. Again, every team is in action, and they'll be playing until the dark of night. The late night docket includes the Astros Athletics match as well. The Giants are opening up on the road at Seattle, and so baseball's opening day is upon us at long last. Yay! You will see crowds of fans in the stands. Yankee Stadium, the maximum about 10 to 12,000, according to reports. Whereas, by contrast, in Arlington, Texas, where the Rangers open, full house expected, 42,000 or so. Where do we go from here? Let's not talk about the pandemic anymore today on the Daily News Splash. That's it. And one other bonus item, of course, today is April 1st. That means it's April Fool's Day. And, oh, hey, look, your shoe's untied. Oh, I gotcha. All right, well, that's it. We're not going to do any more of that for today. We're all done. That's today's News Splash for Thursday, April 1st, 2021.
That was your Daily News Splash from Wine Country with Barry Martin.